Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, airlines and hotels are starting to issue limited no-charge cancellation policies for some overseas destinations due to the coronavirus. We have an update. Alaska and American were married. Then they were divorced. Now they're back together again. Seriously, can airline romance be that tough?
At 320, we make you a smarter traveler. Mark explains why your airline does not owe you a free hotel room when your flight's delayed, and how you can be proactive in a potential forced overnight situation. And are rideshares becoming more expensive than taxis? We have some evidence that might be true.
The coronavirus is the most talked about subject for anyone who is travel scheduled, is thinking about traveling, or works in travel or tourism. What's coming next? More importantly, what is here now? If you're afraid to travel, can you cancel without penalty if you have cancellation protection or insurance?
Clayton Whitehead and Gwen Duncan join Mark as we invite your questions and try to provide some answers for you. The latest on the coronavirus and travel, and that's coming up starting at 3:35.
A dark cloud hangs over those who love to travel. Let's see if we can provide a little sunshine in the next 55 minutes. Fun follows us. We are the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Up to Alaska. I go north to Russia's own.
All I want in heaven, man.
I come from a land of love.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Get your kicks.
Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano in studio, and alongside me, also in studio, Mark Hoffman, all suntanned and back from the islands. Hope you had a wonderful
My
time.
My staff gave me a lot of grief about this because they said, oh, you're all suntanned. I'm one of those people, if, you know, I mean, first of all, farmer's tan, if you're working in Hawaii for 10 days,
right,
then your face and, you know, your lower arms and stuff are going to get tan. If you're wearing shorts, your legs a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I got one day by the pool for 1 hour.
You know, that strikes me as about right for you,
yeah,
Mark.
Well,
I don't know why. I just don't see you in your Speedo.
And I got all that grief. Well, yeah, you don't really want to see me in the Speedo thing. Those days have long since disappeared. Good gracious. That'd be a great way to clear out the pool area.
Well, I would be concerned if you didn't come back with a little extra a glow and a little color on your skin from
Hawaii
being in the
is
islands.
A great destination.
It's one of your favorites.
I had wonderful people to travel with. God, they had the patience of saints, because the first couple days is like nothing went right. When you're a tour director,
mm-hmm,
and you go out on the road, oftentimes you're working with hotels or bus companies or restaurants or things that you've worked with before. And in some cases, you know some of the people and you've established a relationship and you kind of feel like that they're going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I had going into Hawaii. And of course, I bragged to all the people on the trip that were traveling with me that, hey, you know, we're going to go see a bunch of my friends and everything is just going to go perfect. And everything just went to hell in a handbasket for the first couple of days. Well, you know, the hotel took 2.5 hours to deliver the luggage to folks, which meant that people had to go to a luau on arrival day in the clothes that they'd put on at 3 a.m. in Sacramento instead of putting on their Hawaiian muumuu,
mm-hmm,
and going down to the luau. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, it just wasn't. And then at the luau, even though we were staying in the hotel where the luau was, they gave us the worst seats in the house because somebody didn't flag us as an in-house group. So it's a little thing, but, you know, my people go out and it's like, wow, they know you here and they like you. How come we're in the back row by the ocean?
Apparently, they don't like you that much.
My bus company that I've worked with for years sent me crummy equipment a couple days in a row. And, you know, it just after a while, it was just like, you know, where's the cliff? I'm just going to jump off. But of course, when you're the person in charge, Gwen would know this. When you're the person in charge, you can't jump off the cliff. Because there's nobody to take charge of things. So
right,
you just put your head down and
act with confidence.
You beat it against the wall a few times and
fake it.
Fortunately, the people that I work with in Hawaii, helped us come back. So they were as mortified as I was when these things happened, and as quickly as they could fix them, they did. So we had wonderful equipment, and the hotel fawned all over us. We had free wine brought to our luau table, and you know, all this stuff. But it would have been nicer if they would have just done their job in the first place.
Well, you know, it stuff happens.
Yeah.
You know, I think here again, the key to a successful trip or whatever, stuff always goes badly.
Periodically. And when people,
it's how you recover.
You have to be flexible.
It is. And when people are paying, Gwen knows this. When people are paying a premium to be on a tour that has a tour director and a scheduled itinerary and stuff, as opposed to just putting together something themselves, why, that kind of service costs money. And it always disappoints me when I can't deliver exactly what people, and in fact, I chew on the people who have caused that situation. With, and I'm sure in Hawaii, I'm persona non grata.
It bothers us more than it bothers the passengers.
It does. You're absolutely right. It bothers us more than it bothers them. But, you know, all you can do is I got them half their money back from the luau, and I didn't pay for luggage handling. And I mean, it's only a few bucks, but you do what you can. But it's sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you really, if you're passionate about what you do and you really want to do right by your people, then it bothers you. And so that's, you know, anyway, thank you all for listening to me. I didn't intend this to be a personal therapy session for the first 10 minutes of the program, but we had a good time. And I want to remind folks who are going to Hawaii, I do this every time I go. If you're going to Honolulu, there is a little restaurant downstairs in the Ohana Hotel called Chuck's Cellar, which is all that remains of Chuck's of Hawaii, which used to be here at Town and Country Village and at a few other cities and in Hawaii many years ago. And it's a wonderful little steakhouse. You have to go before 6 o'clock. They don't take reservations. It gets crowded really early, but the food is really good and the prices are really fair. Cellar in Honolulu.
Chuck's Cellar. Yep. Don't forget. Okay. At the top of every Travel Guys radio show, we bring you up to date on what's been going on in the travel news. And with that, I know, Mark, you've got a ton.
Good Lord. It's going to take it'll take us until, you know, 9:30 tonight to go through the travel news. All right. Everybody, unless you've been under a cloud, you know that there's a virus floating around the planet. And there are lots of people giving you wisdom about how bad it is or isn't. And everybody's got their own kind of, you know, thing as to what they think that is going to happen. So we're going to try to share some information with you today that maybe will make you a little smarter traveler. Gwen Duncan is here. Clayton Whitehead is going to call in. I think that these people are important to weigh in because Gwen's on the front line every day. She's answering the phone and dealing with people's problems. She's not sitting in a C-suite somewhere. And same thing for Clayton, along with myself. We're out on the road with people, so you it's real time. It's not imagining what might happen, but it's real time. So we're going to try, and I suspect there may be a few people listening to this program today who have travel scheduled in the foreseeable future, and they're looking for a little wisdom. We can't make those decisions for you, but we can try to give you as much good information as we can. Okay, before we spend most of the program on the coronavirus, let's talk about a few things in the news. At Sacramento Airport, you do not now have to use, Tom, a boarding pass to get through security necessarily. Now, this comes with a little bit of an asterisk.
Now, have they already implemented this
program? They have. It was in the beta day. They had a meeting at the airport Thursday. I picked up on it Wednesday. Apparently, the Pittsburgh airport was the first place that they tried this, and it was working well. So they're shedding it to other airports. What's going to happen is that my guess is that TSA somehow has enhanced the security that's available, what's available to them when you put your ID on that screen and it comes up. Now they're going to be able to see your itinerary and everything. They don't have to look at your boarding pass. So they're going to have more information about where you're going and when you're going and where you're going next and stuff like that, which I would think would, if they're trained properly, would enable them to spot people who might be more of a threat. You know, you bought your ticket yesterday and it's one way. I mean, that might be kind of a...
And no baggage.
Yeah, no baggage. That might be a little bit of a clue.
So you expose your legal ID into an electronic device.
You give them your ID just like you normally would, and they scan it and they get more information than they've been getting. So they don't need your boarding pass.
But there still is a person at the...
there is. And the other thing is that they only have 6 of these in Sacramento right now. So not every... not every station is going to have them. So have your boarding pass out because depending on whether or not where you're the line that you're in has this machine. But I'm guessing that in a few months we will have, and we'll have Sid and Dale on to talk to us about this at at some point. But anyway, new technology in use at the Sacramento airport. Let's see here. Real ID applications. We talked about this last week. Indeed, it is now true for the state of California. You can get documents accepted for Real ID online electronically, which should make it a little bit easier. People hopefully will stop showing up at DMV without some important document, because if you do it online, the computer will tell you, wait a minute, you still need another document here before you come down and show up. So hopefully that will help with that situation. Still no word on whether or not there will be some kind of extension in October. This is really cool. One of my travelers sent this to me. There is a stretch of Route 66 just east of Albuquerque, New Mexico, near the town of Tijeras, and it is a stretch of highway that they have put grooves into the road, and if you drive over the road at 45 miles an hour, the road will sing to you.
I knew that's where you were going with this.
is that not cool or what? I haven't looked at Travel Guys Radio yet to see if got up there.
You don't know what... You know, what is it it sings? Do you know?
Route 66? America the Beautiful.
Oh, boy.
And it really does. I mean, it really does. If you have to drive over it at 45 miles an hour, I've got to figure this out here. Will you pull it up there? See if it's at travelguysradio.com.
I'm looking here. Let's see. 11 rules, travel the world. Let me take a look here.
Okay, while
you're
doing that, I'll just move on. If you were a passenger to Hawaii out of Grand Rapids, and you thought that you were getting a really incredible deal, you were going to go from get down to Los Angeles, you're going to get a live flat bed to Honolulu and stuff, and the airline changed, United changed the equipment at the last minute, and suddenly now they can't accommodate everybody. So what they did, you may have seen this, Gwen, 9 people, they gave them $10,000 apiece because they couldn't accommodate them. In the class of service that they $10,000. Well, of course, these people had very expensive tickets.
Oh, sure.
So obviously they were due some expensive compensation. But why were we not on that flight, Gwen? Tom has found what we were looking for. Yes.
No. Actually, Luis has actually got a clip of the. He's working on getting us a clip of the audio.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking on the website here. Except for here we go.
That's the grooves in the road.
Yep, there you go. America the Beautiful.
How cool is that?
I guess if you go a little faster, it'd play it quicker.
It doesn't come out right. If you're going more than a couple miles an hour, higher or lower, yeah, they could hear that on the radio.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have all this modern technology, Gwen. It's amazing.
Gwen, we
have a guy out in a parking lot who's got an antenna, and he just turns around whichever way the wind is blowing.
I guess we should have given her headphones.
Okay. That's true. Gwen doesn't have headphones, so she didn't know that they could hear that. Let's see. Where are we with the rest of this stuff here? Some hotels and airlines are waiving cancellation fees in response to the coronavirus outbreak. Keep in mind that if you're going to Paducah on Tuesday and you can't go, then the hotel is probably not going to give you a refund. If you are, however, going to northern Italy, where several airlines have now suspended flights, or you're going to someplace where there's been an outbreak, the list of places where they are allowing you to cancel without penalty or take a credit and rebook later is growing.
Yes.
So Marriott Hotels is on top of it. They have begun to waive cancellation fees for guests in South Korea, Japan, and in a couple of the northern regions of Italy. These are all over the place. So if you have travel scheduled and you don't want to go and you're saying, well, you know, and we're going to talk about this later in the program, my travel insurance won't cover me. Can I get some of my money back? We can shed a little bit of light on that. And of course, here's the problem that you have with these. If you cancel before they cancel, you're going to get hit with the charges. But if you wait until they cancel, then you'll be home free. But what if they don't cancel? So that's kind of the challenge with all of that stuff. Let's see here. What else have I got here in the travel news? Tom, I think that's about it. That's your travel news for today.
All righty, Mark. Coming up here at 3:20, it's our Smarter Travelers segment. Mark's going to explain why your airline does not owe you a free hotel room when your flight is delayed, and how you can be proactive in a potential forced overnight situation. And then we're going to finalize that segment with talking about ride sharing. I don't see it as being more expensive than taxis, but I guess depending on where you're going.
Three times in the last month, I found rideshare more expensive than taxis, so we're going to talk about it.
That's next on The Travel Guide.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
Welcome. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys here doing our best to make
that
you
is one of my favorite
a smarter
songs.
Traveler. You like that one?
I don't know why. It's just, I don't know. It just sounds... Like, it's like Glenn Campbell's By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
In a way,
it just kind of sort of feels like you might be headed to him. Or the way he's singing, you can kind of see yourself in the old truck headed to, never mind, I'm losing my mind. Gwen is looking at me like I'm weird. Tom is like,
I know what I'm looking at.
Is there another kind of virus floating around than Mark has caught? Yes. Okay, so second half of the program, Gwen Duncan, Clayton Whitehead, Tom Romano, myself, we're all going to talk about the coronavirus, give you some updates, try to give you some good, solid information on it, and try to calm any fears that you might have or maybe start some new ones. I don't know. We are going to take phone calls, so if you have a question or something like that, you can call us. No prizes today, but if you have a question about the virus and you'd like us to address it on the phone, you can call us 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530. That's at 3:35. So for now, smarter traveler, couple of subjects here. You get to Chicago, and it's my favorite place to get delayed or stuck. And you get to Chicago, and you've missed the last flight of the night, mm-hmm. and now your plane had a mechanical problem. So you're like, doesn't the airline sort of kind of cover this? And the answer is, generally, the airline sort of kind of covers this. Frequently, when it's their fault, they will get you a room, or they will even pay for the room. They will allow you meal vouchers in the airport or something like that to be able to accommodate you. Not all the time.
That's right.
And when it's weather-related, then almost like none of the time. So, and this is real complicated because you get into situations, particularly in the middle of the country when you've got, the tornado season and stuff like that is going on. You could have a plane that has a weather problem early in the day and a mechanical problem later in the day, or the reverse. It could have a mechanical problem in the morning. The reason it got caught in the weather was because it was running 2 hours late. So now whose fault does that become? Is that the airline's fault because the plane was delayed earlier? So those situations kind of get sketchy, and literally you are at the mercy of whoever the supervisor is in the airport and what they've decided to do. Go ahead. Gwen, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yes. We were stuck in Chicago once like that, and they didn't offer the lodging because you didn't know if a plane would come along that they'd be able to open it up and we could take off, I guess.
Right.
So they came out with cots. For mm-hmm. everybody. They have little cots for everybody. There's these teenagers sitting in the cots playing with their phones while my husband and I were standing against the wall trying to rest. We're both in our 70s. Mm-hmm. And these little kids sitting there on a cot playing with their phones and wouldn't allow us a place to sleep.
You sound like
I was
a bitter,
not a happy
You sound like a bitter woman.
I was bitter.
So if you are headed to Chicago and you can see that, wow, this is going to be close. Or you can see that, unless something really great happens, I'm going to miss my connecting flight. I'm going to be stuck in Chicago tonight. So you were smart enough to put the Bonvoy app or the Hilton app or whoever your favorite hotel chain is, maybe your two favorite hotel chains, and you're sitting in Paducah and you're waiting for the plane to leave and you're thinking, I'm not going to make it through Chicago. So you have a couple of choices. What you can do is pull up the seating charts for the planes out of Paducah tomorrow morning. Maybe it's better just to stay where you are. If you can get a seat out the next morning and get a connection and you can see it exists, get on the horn to your airline and let them take care of you. If you are headed for Chicago, same thing. The Chicago Hilton is a very overpriced hotel, maybe the most overpriced hotel in the country, but it's connected to the airport. So I might be, if I knew that I was going to have a delay perhaps in Chicago, and the weather wasn't necessarily bad in Chicago, so there's not 80 gazillion people who are going to get stuck. There's just a couple plane loads. So I'm maybe on I'm checking availability for a couple hotels close to the airport, maybe the hotel that's connected to the airport, or maybe I pick up the phone and call them and I say, look, how many rooms have you got? And oftentimes they'll say, we got 120. So you're good. You have to be careful about making a reservation for a hotel, because it used to be you could cancel until 6 o'clock at night. Those days are over. So I would have told you in the past to go ahead and make a reservation and just keep your eye on it and make your decision by 6 o'clock local time. You don't have that choice now. So what you want to do is you want to know what the availability is in the area in case the airline isn't offering you something, and also consider the possibility that you could stay where you are at. Now, you may not have access to your luggage, or you may. You're in a little tiny airport that only has 3 or 4 or 5 flights a day. You're going to be able to get your luggage before you leave to go to your hotel. You're sitting at New York LaGuardia. You're probably not going to get your luggage overnight. So your airline doesn't owe you a hotel room, even if what happened is their fault. They do that out of courtesy and because it would make them look horrible if they didn't. But you're not owed a hotel room there. But if you ever have a situation where your flight is delayed due to mechanical reasons, take a screenshot. No matter when in the day it happens, take a screenshot. That might be important evidence to help you with your case later on in getting a hotel room. And the other thing is, don't scream and yell at poor airline people who are trying to help you when you get into a situation like that. The person who gets the hotel room is the person who shows the most courtesy. And stuff like that. Those are the people who get help the first, and the other people get sent to the back of the line. Okay, another subject we were going to talk about here for a couple of minutes. Ride shares are getting more expensive than taxis. I've had this come up 3 times in the last 30 days or so. The most recently, last week in downtown Honolulu, walked up a taxi driver and said, I pulled up the Uber Lyft thing and it said, you know, $11 to go to Iolani Palace. And so from where you are, and a cab was sitting right there and it said, you know, it's going to be 6 minutes for the guy to get here. So I said, I went to the cab driver. Hey, how much to go over to Iolani Palace? He says, $9-$10. It was $11 and something on Lyft. So, hey, you know, that's the savings. Newark Airport looked at what Uber would be in the morning to go to the Newark Airport, wanted $67. I was standing next to the taxi stand. How much to go to the Newark Airport? Flat fee, $60. The cab is right there. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about waiting for the guy or gal connecting with them, etc. I know the cab is clean and in good shape. It's sitting right in front of me. So there was a third situation in Washington, D.C., where once again, the Uber was more expensive for a medium run, about a $15 run, than getting a taxi. And the other thing was the taxi was sitting right there. So do your homework a little bit, especially when you get into some of these surge pricing situations. It's a busy time of the day. Taxi cabs don't generally have surge pricing, so keep that in mind.
That's right.
Going just to the Uber Lyft automatically, if you're a little bit dollar conscious, might not always be the best move.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I was in Disneyland, Vegas, did a lot of Uber and Lyfting. Of course, Vegas is, everything is pretty close.
Inside,
you know.
Disneyland or?
Yeah.
Get Ubers inside Disneyland.
No. They have them right outside.
Just little toy cars?
No, they get real cars. Anyway, okay, coming up after the break, Gwen Duncan, Clayton Whitehead joins us along with Mark and myself, and we're going to take I've heard this somewhere on the radio, we're going to take kind of a deep dive into this coronavirus thing, and we're going to take some of your calls, so stick around. That's next here on The Travel Guys. Hey there, welcome. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. If you're just now joining us, this is a travel show, and as you might expect, the number one subject right now is just about everywhere is travel and the safety of travel and the concern about getting ill, the coronavirus. Are you planning on booking a trip somewhere? Do you already have one booked? We've got experts here on the program. I'm going to try to kind of answer some of your questions, and I don't know if we're going to ease your worries, but we're going to certainly do our best to make you a smarter traveler in regards to that. Gwen Duncan in studio. Hi, Gwen. Thanks
Hello.
For coming in today.
Hello. And I'm doing fine.
Good. And I know you've got a lot going on in your travel agency right now. We're going to talk about that. Clayton Whitehead is on the phone line with us. Clayton, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be here.
And Clayton, of course, is with Sports Leisure Vacations as well, one of our major contributors and partners with Mark in this company. And I understand, Clayton, you had, and Mark, you guys can talk about it if you want to start there, about what's going on with Sports Leisure Vacations and some trips that you guys had on the docket to Europe and such.
Well, we, as a local company, obviously, I suspect there are more than a few people listening to this program right now who travel with Sports Leisure Vacations mm-hmm. and who probably are looking for some information here. We last week, in trying to be proactive, canceled, took the first trip off the board that was a casualty of the virus. Clayton has a trip scheduled to Europe that included France and the Netherlands early this summer that we decided to take down. I note that the Louvre has closed today for an indefinite period of time because the people, here's the deal, the people who work there, because people from all over the world are coming into that art museum, the people who work there are the ones who are the most concerned. So Clayton, you are way more of a world traveler than I am, along with Ms. Duncan, who's across from me here. I'd just like to get some of your thoughts quickly on the situation.
Well, I think that there is, I think it's human nature. It's certainly my nature that when something bad happens, you just don't want to be very far from home. So, you know, North America is my home. This continent is my home. And, I'm not planning to change any of my domestic tours in the foreseeable future over the next few months. But I just had, you know, just kind of a funny feeling about that trip to France. Nobody wants to be that far from home when something goes wrong. And ironically, I was in France when 9/11 happened. So I know exactly what it feels like to be in that country when something goes wrong and you just want to be home, and it's impossible to get home when you're that far away.
Clayton, you've already had this experience once, kind of, because you were out of the country on 9/11. I was headed out of the country on that day and ultimately ended up in Vancouver. You also had the opportunity, and I want to share this with people who are listening. You had the opportunity to call and speak individually to many of the people who were signed up for your tour, roughly 15 to 20 people to Europe. What did they say to you when you called in on the phone and asked them how they were feeling about the current situation?
Well, I think there were two overriding themes. One, people were looking for a professional to tell them what to do. And I think that they were relieved that, based on my gut feeling, but also my professional experience, and my professional wisdom, I think they were relieved that I had made this decision for them and they didn't have to decide it for themselves. I will say every person I talked to said in one way or another, we really want to go, but, and that but was really weighted, you know, but I'm concerned. My family's concerned. I don't want to get sick. You know, fill in the blank. Everybody said, I want to go, but...
And that's pretty much, and I wanted you to share that. Tom, you're kind of, let's bring you into the conversation here. You're a person, before we kind of attack the nuts and bolts of this, you're a person, I know, and your wife is too, you're a little germ conscious when you travel.
We are very germ conscious because many times we have contracted something, certainly not the coronavirus to date, but something along the lines when we travel. So we know that it happens frequently, so we take every precaution that we can to avoid it. You know, those that have been listening to this show on a regular basis know that about 4 years ago, I had a serious bout with pneumonia. And so now I fall into that category of at risk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want another one.
Right.
It would be bad. So that kind of steps it up a little bit more.
Okay. And so this is the experts are telling us that this coronavirus, that one of the main ways that it's transmitted is, and now that we've pretty much, I read something this morning that said it had been circulating in Washington State most likely for 4 to 6 weeks. They've somehow been able to look at the people who have it and been able to make that determination. So the reality is that it's probably been here for a while, and it just hasn't shown up on the radar yet, which, and now it is showing up on the radar. And now people are getting concerned about travel and things of that sort. But Tom, you sent me a note before the show started that said, you know, you needed to go down to San Antonio in a couple of weeks.
I do.
I didn't see anything in that note that said, I don't want to go if XYZ is happening. You just said, I need to go to San Antonio.
Well, you know, I'm trying to put my blinders on. I'm trying to take the approach that if you're cautious, if you do all the right things, that that you won't get sick.
Sometimes a
need to travel, you know, it outweighs a desire. This is more of a semi-business trip than mm-hmm. it is just a straight-up pleasure trip.
Let me tell you, Chris Elliott sent out, who is frequently on our show, consumer advocate, Elliott.org, two L's, two T's. An excellent place, by the way, for information. For unbiased information. So if you don't have that website on your list, Elliott.org is a place that you can get unbiased information. So Chris is overseas. He's got three teenage children. This is what he wrote this morning. Next week, I'm starting an extended journey by train from Madrid to Rome with my kids. We'll be traveling through the areas hardest hit by the coronavirus outbreak. Why? We've had these plans for several weeks, and despite the news reports, I see no reason to cancel. The virus is everywhere. As long as we take sensible precautions, we should be fine. But I have to admit, it's a little scary. We have 2 days scheduled in Bologna and 2 in Bozen. We'll be traveling through Milan, which is one of the areas on the current travel warning list. I'll be sending regular updates to my Facebook and Twitter accounts if you're interested in following this adventure. So here's a man who travels for a living and could probably put this trip off, but he's saying, and he's going through an area where it's been, admittedly, he and his children are not part of any of the high risk groups.
Yeah.
So that's just one. Here's, let's save this other one for after the break. Here's some questions to ask about the, before canceling your trip. Gwen, what are you hearing from your customers?
Well, those who have bought insurance mm-hmm. Had the assumption that it would cover, they could just cancel. And it specifically says for a reason, and you can't, and none of the travel insurances except for CFAR, which is cancel for any reason.
Right. But none of the standard policies, none.
None of them will cover for fear. I had a couple of women that canceled a Caribbean cruise. We haven't heard about the Caribbean having any of those issues.
Right.
I checked with the airline. The airline says, I mean, the cruise line was doing a lot of, before checking and everything for temperatures and stuff. They went, some of these things, they if they're going to cancel, it's because they have a fear that they're going to have some issues for all these people that are on the ship. So they're not going to cancel. I mean, they're not going to keep going if there's a problem. So I told them, I said, let them cancel and you can get covered. Or wait till you're on the ship and then if something happens. But it's not going to be
covered. Now, this is an important point, and this kind of addresses what Clayton's situation was last week, because as we talked about, you know, his trip didn't leave until June. So April, May, you know, we're three and a half months out. And important to note that canceling this trip did cost our company a couple thousand dollars, which we are not charging our patrons for, our travelers. So if you cancel before the company cancels, then you're going to play by a different set of rules by if they cancel. And frankly, that's one of the reasons that we did what we did early, was because we said this is our highest risk situation, so let's just take it off the board. So that these people, because when Clayton called people, right, Clayton, and they're saying that whole but thing, you know.
Yeah, but.
Exactly.
I really want to go, but. And you don't know what's coming down Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. So why not just wipe that off the board? Now, so why would you not just cancel all of your domestic tours also? Well, because as Christopher is pointing out here, Elliott, if you take reasonable precautions, we have the flu every season and lots of people get that. And heaven forbid, lots of people get very sick. Some go to the hospital and don't come out.
I think part of the problem is so many people are anticipating, because every day there's another destination that's been affected.
Right.
And so they're afraid they're going to get overseas and they're not going to be able to come home because they're not allowing people in until you've done something to protect yourself.
And I think that's going to go away because, as I've told people for the last week and a half, anybody who would listen, this virus is going to be all over the place and it's going to run its course and there's not going to be anything that you can do about it. The whole quarantining and stuff bought a few days and kept the virus from spreading as fast. But witness the news accounts today that say that in Washington State that it's been around probably for 4 to 6 weeks. So that would be a little naive to think that it hasn't been around in Sacramento for 4 to 6 weeks, because we're on the West Coast. There are more travelers from Asia coming and going here. So it wouldn't have been unusual. And this is not something that kills people in 20 minutes.
No.
Unless, again, you get into one of the high-risk groups. So people like those of us sitting around the microphone might not have as much an issue. Tom, on the other hand, has a history of pneumonia, so he needs to be a little bit careful. And if he gets some of the symptoms, I'm sure he's going to be right on top of it. Let's take a break now and come back. We're going to talk about questions you should ask before canceling your trip because of the coronavirus. So we have a short list here that Chris Elliott has provided us that we'll talk about. If you have a specific question in regards to travel, you can give us a call at 916-921-1530, or you can go to travelguysradio.com and send us a note, and we'll either read you an answer on the air, or I'll try to get back to you tomorrow.
All righty, there you go. Stick around. We are the Travel Guys, travelguysradio.com. Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark and Tom, and with us, Quinn Duncan, and on the phone line, Clayton Whitehead, a little gathering of professional travelers. Mark?
Well, we're talking about the coronavirus here. I told you in the last segment that Chris Elliott, who's a professional travel advocate who has three teenage children and is currently in Europe, is traveling to northern Italy this week. Here's another example of a travel professional, if you will, Joe Brancatelli. Who writes, Joe sent me, excuse me, and Joe says he's headed to Manhattan's Chinatown on Sunday for lunch with friends. In a few weeks, I fly to Paris, where I'll hop on a TGV for a five-hour train ride to Turin. So he's traveling right into the heart of it also, and his comments, too, is, I'm going to wash my hands, and I'm not going to pick at my face, and I'm going to be okay. So that's what some of those folks are saying. I want to talk about some of the questions here. This is from our buddy Chris Elliott. Questions you should ask before canceling your trip because of the coronavirus. There are three of them here. One, is your destination affected by the coronavirus outbreak? So one of the reasons, Clayton, you can weigh in on this. One of the reasons at Sports Leisure Vacations we decided to cancel a trip to Europe was because some of the destinations were already being impacted by the virus.
Absolutely. And I don't know all the three things on your list, but something that I would add is somebody just needs to look at their finances and determine if there's a point where you can cut your losses. You know, as you mentioned, we're already about $2,000 into this, which we're taking as a loss. But if we had gone on just one more week, I had three huge deposits due next week. So 1 week from today, we wouldn't have just been under $2,000 in. We would have been about $25,000 in. And then decisions are a lot harder to make.
Right. Well, and as a company, we've always tried to put, you know, I mean, this is a line that everybody uses, but we try to put the safety of our customers first. I mean, that's, and not be so overreactive that causes a problem. Here's a second question here. Are you part of a group that is at risk for coronavirus infection? Older people or those with pre-existing medical conditions? Third question, do you have travel insurance? Sidebar to third question, if you cancel, will your travel insurance cover your costs? As Gwen just pointed out here,
no.
The answer to that is no. Every
Unless
single
you have-
travel insurance company has said that this is not a this that fear of travel
is not
covered. If you go somewhere and you get this virus and you have a problem, then yes, you are covered.
Yeah, the pre-departure doesn't cover. But cancel for any reason is available.
Do a lot of people buy cancel for any reason?
No, because it costs a lot of money and it only pays you 75% back.
Well, it's...
And sometimes part of that 75% is in a future travel credit.
Future credit. If it's a cruise or something, it's a credit that you could use within the next year.
So travel for any reason, in my opinion, cancel for any reason is way overpriced and is not something, unless you're the kind of person that says, oh my God, what was that noise in the other room? I can't possibly travel next week.
You know what's interesting? If you don't have insurance and you cancel, mm-hmm. you just cancel, almost all of the vendors have a graduating thing of how much they will charge you, uh-huh. you know, like 25%, 50%, yes. 80%, something like that. So like Clayton was saying, you weigh your losses, you know.
The other thing we didn't want to do is, and this is obviously happening with domestic tours at Sports Leisure Vacations, we're trying to not have our travelers worrying about this every day, but we made a decision that we felt reflected their attitudes and the direction that they were headed. We have lots of domestic trips that are scheduled to go out. We have a call here, and I want to talk a little bit about some of the measures that we're going to take as a company, but let's see if we can help a caller here. Karen is in Shingle Springs, says she's leaving for Mexico tomorrow. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
So I can't see everything here. You're leaving to Mexico tomorrow. Are you? That's all I can see.
Okay. We have a home down in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scheduled to go down there for our homeowners meeting. So I'm leaving tomorrow night out of Sacramento, then I'll go to LAX and then take my flight down to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small little area. It's not Cabo or Mazatlan or any of the big ones. But anyways, I'm not so much worried about the coronavirus. I'm more concerned that they're talking about closing the border and what's the impact to me or anybody who's an American citizen that's traveled to Mexico, we'll say, and if they decide to close the border while we're gone.
Well, and of course, there's no way, because this is to some situations a unique situation, and without getting too political, we have a leader in the White House who is prone to make decisions on fairly short notice. So so a decision could get made to, but as someone pointed out today, the southern border is really not where you need to be concerned, because there are not serious outbreaks in Mexico. There have been two reported cases. So that doesn't seem to be, it seems like closing the border for something like this would be for a different politically based reason. So my personal opinion is that that's not going to happen unless there's a serious outbreak in Mexico. But this points out, Gwen and Clayton, some of the reasons that people are afraid to travel right now, especially if they're leaving the country, is what if you can't get back? Clayton, you were on 9/11. You were in France, and you were stuck there for a few days.
We had an 11-day extended vacation.
Yep. And were you traveling with a group, or were you by yourself?
No, I was with a group.
Okay.
We had actually left Charles de Gaulle that morning, and everything in New York started happening when we were only about an hour out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess the call went out that every plane had to sit down somewhere. And for us, it was determined that we would be sent back to Charles de Gaulle. So we landed and were there 11 additional days.
Wow. Wow. And I was headed into Vancouver with a group that day.
The travel insurance.
And well, and that would be an interesting situation, because again, if you're in a situation now, you've had a trip interruption or you've had a delay or you can't get back. So now you're talking about specifically some of the covered things that are listed in an insurance
covered
policy.
Reasons, yeah.
But for right now, and I really want to emphasize this right now, if fear of traveling someplace is not a covered reason by any of the major travel insurance companies. Gwen, did you have something that you wanted to do?
Well, the thing I was thinking about while we were talking about before the show, if you're traveling with a partner, and you've talked about this on the radio
before. Oh, yes, yes.
When you're traveling with a partner, and one person has a different level of risk than the other one, one wants to cancel and the other one doesn't, then it really poses a problem for the person who's going to actually still travel.
This is along the lines we were half kidding a couple weeks ago. We did a little story about seven or eight of the reasons, things that would draw you away from your traveling companion when you were, make you hate your traveling companion when you were traveling. But this is a good point.
Insurance doesn't cover
that. If you have made accommodations with somebody and now the person you're traveling with doesn't want to go and you want to continue on, because you don't want to have to deal with the charges, now you're likely to look at a single supplement because
that's
somebody
right.
isn't sharing the room with you.
Even if you're covered with insurance.
That's not going to make any difference. You're going to have to pay that upcharge. Or if you weren't covered by insurance, your traveling companion doesn't want to go, now you're going to have to cancel and you're going to get hit too. So this is a really good point. If you have a friend that you travel with, depending on how well you know that friend,
yes.
Maybe you've just traveled together for the first time. But when you're getting ready to make reservations for something, especially something that leaves the country, but a long trip where there's a flight involved, you're going to New York City to see some Broadway shows and stuff like that.
Or a cruise.
What are your risks? Yeah. What risk are you willing, are you comfortable with? And this is the perfect time to sit down and talk with your traveling companion, even if you don't have something.
Yeah, the what ifs.
Yeah, because you can say, gee, you can find out the fact that you're both on the same page, or maybe you can find out that you both are not. We're going to follow this, obviously, all week. It is for folks like Gwen and Clayton and I, it is our business. It's changing almost on a daily basis. I mean, some days it looks like the world is ending, and the next day it looks like everything is under control. This is going to run its course, I think, through the country, which is not going to be good for some people. It's going to impact travel. I don't think it's going to shut it down. I think that people who are reasonably good with things can get through this. One thing that we're going to do at Sports Leisure Vacations, starting on Monday, everybody's going to wash their hands before they get on a motor coach with alcohol-based wipes. And when they come back in the afternoon, same thing. We know this virus is a hand-to-mouth sort of thing. So if we can make sure everybody's clean going on, make sure the buses are super cleaned for public surfaces. I'm hoping the airlines are doing the same thing, shared public surfaces. Don't put your hands on the top of the seats or on the on things that you don't have to. Use your elbows when you can. Be smart, be Tom Romano, and be thinking about what you're doing. And we will be back here next week, and we will have another program. And if we have to spend most of the time talking about this and getting you updated, that's exactly what we'll do.
All righty, folks, keep your hands off your face, okay? And out of your orifices. You stay well, my friends, and we'll pick up where we left off next week.
Dance like nobody's watching. We're the Travel Guys.